This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1671. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 29th, Andaman Islands, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Benin, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Germany, Guatemala, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Madagascar, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Russia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Taiwan, Tatarstan, USA, NID, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Our very first item last week turned out to be inoperative. Shortly after completing the program, we learned from Joe's Jacob in India that All India Radio, Port Blair, Andaman Islands, had returned to the air by May 21st at 16:30 on 4760. It had been off the air for a few days. Another station which comes and goes is LRA 36 Antarctica, 15476. Its nominal schedule is 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday. However, it was not audible on Wednesday, May 22nd, when Walt Samanuv at his de-expedition site off British Columbia was trying to hear it at 18:20 UT. A carrier could be heard on Thursday, the 23rd, around 19:35, says Christoph Ratzer in Austria, and no reports of it on Friday, the 24th. It's off the air weekends, of course. On Monday, May 27th, Wolfgang Büschel was able to hear it around 20:30 to 20:45 UT with Latin American music in Spanish received on some remote Perseus receivers. The frequency was varying a little bit from 5 to 9 hertz above 15476 up and down, and they turned off the transmitter exactly 42 seconds after 21:02. Moritz von Drischa in Belgium also got a message from the station that they were back on the air Tuesday, May 28th. But apparently he did not hear them, and I know it's one of his favorites to pick up if possible. We didn't need to try on Wednesday, the 29th. Once we heard from Hugo Lopez in Chile via Wolfgang Büschel that he had also found on the Facebook page of LRA 36 that they were taking that day off because of the holiday for the Day of the Army, presumably to return on Thursday and Friday. Still somewhat exotic and quite a bit more feasible is the Army Relay Station, LTA, in Buenos Aires, which sometimes is on the air, usually when there's a ball game, to be transmitted toward Antarctica. I'd not heard it for a few weeks when I usually check around 0100 UT, but UT Monday, May 27th, there it was, on 13363.5 LSB, with a very excited ballgame coverage. It was also heard earlier on May 26th at 2045 by Mauro Giroletti in Italy in bclnews.it. With a couple of days of advance notice, thanks to announcements monitored by Ron Howard, Radio Australia suddenly changed all its programming from approximately 12:30 UT Friday, May 24th, to 0200 UT Saturday, replacing it with another ABC network, Classic FM, that is playing classical and jazz music. That certainly was a pleasant change on a temporary basis. And this applied not only to English, but Chinese and other Radio Australia languages. We asked Nigel Holmes about this, and later he explained we had a planned mains power shutdown at the home of Radio Australia and Victorian domestic ABC TV and radio at the South Bank Centre in Melbourne. It was suggested that RA could take Radio National, but the powers that be decided Classic FM would do nicely instead. And we also learned that Nigel Holmes is leaving Radio Australia. He'll no longer be in charge of frequencies and other things at Shepparton after June 6th. Nigel explained it this way to us. It's the old conflict between TV and radio, plus the modern broadcaster's mentality, that web stream and mobile platforms rule the roost. Old school broadcasters, even relatively young ones like me, don't understand the new scene and need to be swept away. I can't complain after over 20 years at Radio Australia. I need to be refreshed. I will still be found on the high-frequency scene, maybe not broadcasting, but an allied area. Furthermore, Keith Perrone adds, John Westland is also retiring from Radio Australia. In July, a new program schedule will be coming out, and the Radio Australia Transmissions Department is being merged with ABC International, which also is in television. There's also been a report that a well-known voice you may know at Radio Australia, Roger Broadbent, is departing. That's according to John Filiozzi. The Shepparton transmitters need some attention, sometimes acting up. May 28th at 11:48, I was hearing some very distorted spur blobs around 6132 and 6168. So, of course, it would be originating from a frequency halfway between them, 6150. Naturally, I at first assumed it was Radio Havana, Cuba. But then I matched the modulation instead to Radio Australia on 9580. A bit over 24 hours later, I was only hearing Cuba on the frequency, so maybe they were working on the Radio Australia transmitter. Nigel Holmes has not been concerned with that collision in the Radio Australia target area, but there is another one I've mentioned, 11665 after 13UT, colliding with Malaysia. I brought that to his attention, and he says, we're going to try another 11 megahertz. My replacement will be handling it. Everyone knows that summertime is the off-season for medium wave DX, but there's still some to be had if you really look for it and if you luck out to a period when the thunderstorm static is not too bad. Nick Hall-Patch in British Columbia says, an audible carrier in Victoria on 1566 kilohertz. Is Benin back for its tantalizing midsummer visits? Is anyone else hearing this? This was on UT May 28th. Neil Kazaros in Illinois, who has super medium wave antennas, says, at 0500 UT, I am recording the frequency, and there is a big carrier and some weak audio between 0500 and a half and 0501. That's the high-power transworld radio station in Benin. So keep an ear on 1566. Also back in Washington State, Guy Atkins says, I've been watching it starting around 0410 UT, and I'm seeing the traces of a carrier. Actually, if it's not well before your sunset time, the handbook says 1566 starts at 0315 UT on the air until 0555 in the mornings with 100 kilowatts. Among the many Brazilians on international bands, which get no protection from interference since the government does not participate in HFCC, let's single out this one on 11815, Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia. I was hearing Brazilian Portuguese May 24th at midnight 57. That must have been just after Spain finished its DRM relay via Costa Rica. And that's aimed at South America despite the presence of the Brazilian. It is, however, heard at other times. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who regularly checks all the Brazilian frequencies, heard it May 24th at 2207 with QRM from Saudi Arabia on the side, and also May 26th at 1013 until 1158, until blocked by Costa Rica again at 1200. Besides a number of Mexicans, there are still some Canadians which have not switched to digital television on the lower channels. I'm pleased still to be able to pick up the Channel 2 in Manitoba, CKND, which is at Minnedosa relaying Winnipeg, on the global network, May 26th at 1530 UT, and probably on some occasions since. Look out for English language programming on Channel 2. Get this one while you can, because Doug Smith reported that on April 2nd, it filed to go digital on Channel 9. Update about China from Ron Howard in California. He says on May 24th, CNR5 continues to be off the air from 9410. It was also missing the previous day, perhaps down for maintenance. Checked around 1210 UT. He was hoping to hear Fuxing Broadcasting Station in Taiwan on that frequency, but it was not there either. It's clearly not on the air every day. Also as of May 24th, Lushan Emergency Radio, a service set up after the bad earthquake, had finally ended its special broadcasts on 9800 and 12,000 kilohertz, not heard at 1221 or later checks. On May 25th, as expected, China Radio International resumed their transmission in Japanese on 7325 between 10 and 13 UT, so there's no longer an opportunity to hear Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea on the same frequency. Here's a Cuban clandestine, not classified as a broadcaster, but an amateur. We hear him periodically, always on 7210 LSB. May 28th, before 1200 UT, the instantly recognizable voice of N1NR in Pennsylvania, Nelson Roach, with his anti-communist ranting. This guy can extemporize for hours and hours any morning. Or I wonder if he's using a script and thus is really a pseudo-broadcaster. Someone has to do it. Radio Marti is devoting a lot of time to apolitical baseball. That is, complete game coverage involving Miami and other teams, such as May 23rd at 02:53 on 7365 atop the jamming. Also heard on the same frequency by Bill Bingham way off in South Africa, May 29th at 02:25. Jailed evangelist Tony Alamo is again in the news. The Texarkana Gazette reported on May 27th that he's been moved from a federal prison in Marion, Illinois, to a transfer facility in Oklahoma City. He's serving a 175-year sentence after he was convicted in Arkansas for taking minor girls across state lines for sex. He'd been housed in several prisons since his sentencing in 2009. Investigators allege Lamo is still controlling his ministry from behind bars. Three or four of Alamo's wives relocated to the Tucson area while he was imprisoned there, and agents allege that when he was moved to the prison in Illinois, the women followed him there so he continued to run his ministry. What's this got to do with radio or even shortwave? He was a favorite figure on Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, and previously on several U.S. shortwave stations. However, Radio Africa apparently has been inactive for a couple of months on 15190. I can't help but wonder that wherever this monster is being imprisoned, why isn't he being held incommunicado? For more about him, check this website, www.tonyalamonews.com. DX Remix News tells us what's become of the clandestine for Eritrea, Radio Shoruk, or Radio Sunrise. It had been Monday through Friday, but now it's only on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 16 to 17 UT on 11610 via Bulgaria. DX Remix News also reports some frequency changes for Deutsche Welle in English. The relays via Rwanda, which are well heard also in North America, effective June 1st. 15275 replaces 12045 for the 05 to 0630 broadcast. And at 0600, the final half hour, 15440 replaces 15275. Also 15275 is an additional frequency for the hour at 2000 UT in English. You're tuned for the 1671st edition of World of Radio. Our website brings you a lot more information, especially the new issue number 13-22 of DX Listening Digest, upon which this edition is based, worldofradio.org. Your financial contributions are always welcome via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Speaking of Enid, our local newspaper says local Catholics are pushing the church to recognize the first Oklahoma martyr and saint. It's about Stanley Rother, a Catholic priest assassinated by a Guatemalan death squad in 1981. This story crops up just about every year. He was associated with La Voz de Atitlan, the shortwave station on 2390, which is why he is of particular interest. I also visited that station years ago in the beautiful Lake Atitlan area, although I did not meet him. Since Rother's sanctification depends on a miracle being documented thanks to his intercession, here's a great opportunity for DXer participation in the process. Pray to him that a long-missing QSL for La Voz de Atitlan will appear in your mailbox, perhaps even signed by himself, or try a follow-up. It pays to keep checking for some stations which are only on the air occasionally, such as RRI Vimana, Indonesia. Atsunori Ishida reported it in May. It had only been on the air on the 4th and 19th until Ron Howard heard it on the 25th, between 12:03 and 13:33. They had a non-stop special music program not breaking for Jakarta News at 1200. The frequency was drifting slightly, about 80 hertz below 4870. WRN is availabilizing more and more international stations, not necessarily on their own schedule, but on demand via their website. Bruce Fisher in New York says, Voice of Korea from the North English broadcasts are now available. These are not the usual studio quality recordings, but off-air recordings of a shortwave broadcast. Almost as good or bad, listening-wise, as actually hearing it on your radio. At North Korea Tech, Martin Williams adds, for the daily news, audio clips on their own website are better quality, but WRN recordings are of the full 57-minute broadcast, including music and other features. They are not available via Voice of Korea itself. WRN offers only the English program. WRN says it's providing the broadcast as a public service, looking at the possibility of using the high-quality stream carried alongside North Korean television on the Thaicom 5 satellite. Radio Madagascar used to be heard occasionally around 5010. Dr. Peterson, DX Window, says it had been missing since January, but now there's several reports of what appears to be Radio National Malagasy around 5014. In shortwave bulletin, Stig Arvidsson in Sweden heard an NID May 23rd at 1850 until closing at 1901 after some advertising. The frequency was jumping about 20 hertz up and down. Also heard on May 25th with better strength, apparently with a football commentary. And also heard by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden on the 25th. That day it stayed on until 2107. The station drifted up to 5014.085 at sign-off, a very unstable carrier. Then on May 26th, Martin Vroot in the Netherlands tells us it was apparently this on 5014.16 at 1846 with jazz music until cutoff at 1906. And on the 27th, 5014.05, the carrier came on at 0236 with weak audio and the frequency drifting. Although delayed in the fortnightly DX window, the first report of this was apparently from Graham Bell in South Africa, May 17th at 0316, with African vernacular and some music, measured on that occasion 5014.23. Ron Howard in California says, after so many years of hearing them off frequency around 5964.7, I was amazed to find Classic Nacional Malaysia on the exact frequency, 5965.00, May 29th, signing on at 1220 UT after a 3-minute break, also heard between 1204 and 1235. Seemed to be a significant increase in power their first day with a new transmitter. Good reception. It should do wonders for the reception worldwide. It was in vernacular, playing a lot of music. and classic National IDs jingles and song montages. They also played an old radio classic jingle. He says, I'm very pleased with this, one of my favorite stations. So they're no longer heterodyning China or whoever else may be on 5965. Via Playdx, Mauro Giroletti in Italy reports what he calls a harmonic from Romania on 12685 in French, May 26th at 1025 UT. Checking all the frequencies scheduled for that hour in French, I find that it's not a harmonic, strictly speaking, but a leapfrog mixing product. From 17795, another 2555 kHz below the other frequency at the same site, 15240, landing on 12685. Voice of Russia is colliding with their former comrades in Cuba on 11635. May 25th at 1837, I heard VOR in French, mixing with Spanish numbers and alternating utility noises. VOR is scheduled for 5 hours, 16 to 21 UT, 500 kilowatts toward Africa. We know that 11635 is a very active Cuban numbers frequency on the air most of the afternoons here. Without the Cuba RM, VOR French would have been quite sufficiently audible. From Patrick Robich in Austria via Eike Bierwirt, news of a new English broadcast from Omdurman, Sudan in the evenings, known as Voice of Africa, 9505, heard at 1700 UT, May 25th. Eike Bierwirt then checked it out himself and was hearing English radio play at 1720, breaking foreign ID, but the modulation was very low after 1730, and there was horrible interference from Romania on 9500. He says better reception on a Perseus in northern Italy, but still requiring good filters. Thanks to Patrick in Austria for this great discovery. Earlier, under China, I mentioned that CNR5 had been missing from 9410, but also Taiwan's Fuxing broadcasting. Now that we've come to Taiwan, here's a log by Ron Howard when he was hearing Fuxing, May 23rd, a very rare treat to hear it without interference from the mainland, which normally completely overpowers it, from 1141 through 1225 UT, with some easy listening music parallel to 9774, which had some heavy interference. Much better than that on 9410. I keep trying to warn people about this, but from time to time we keep getting some reports misidentifying CNR1 jamming as if it were Sound of Hope, which is what the CNR1 jamming is applied against on the same frequency. Ron Howard in California explains the difference. The format of CNR1 program jamming is upbeat and contemporary sounding with many varied segments. It should be remembered that Sound of Hope is a religious station promoting Falun Gong, so its format is more subdued and refined, often with long segments of monologues, not the variety of CNR1. Also, I've found it helps to pay attention to the signal strength of what is being heard on a frequency, as if it's good to very good, then there's a strong possibility it is CNR1 jamming. Look for a known CNR1 frequency to make it parallel. Sound of Hope audio is a little muffled compared to the sharp and crisp audio of CNR1. Furthermore, if you hear a time signal just before the transmitter goes off at the top of the hour, it's not Sound of Hope, but CNR1. If you're very fortunate, however, you might then hear Sound of Hope uncovered during a break in the jamming. Keith Perrone in Taiwan updates us on the weekly Sunday broadcasts of PCJ Radio International via Sri Lanka, which have been on 11750 at 13 to 14 UT Sundays. A frequency change was planned to 12085, but it turned out that's not available, so the latest info is the new frequency is 11835. Furthermore, there are plans to continue these Sunday broadcasts more and more weeks, at least through July 7th. The problem with the original frequency, 11750, was too much interference from Cuba, even in Australia. It seems to me 12.085 would have been completely clear, but 11.835 may have problems with interference from India and Chinese jamming on 11.840, at least until 13.15. Keith says if that doesn't work, we have another frequency up our sleeve. The true transmitter site for Tatarstan Wave has finally been confirmed. Thanks to Aki Birvert for passing this on. The engineering department of the Samara transmitting station in Russia confirmed May 24th to local DXer Alexander Golovihin of Tolyatti, Russia, that the three daily Tatarstan broadcasts still originate in Samara. Further details about the site's future remain confidential and will be published in the news when the time comes. I'm still hearing it best until 0500 UT on 15110. That was May 28th, but on May 29th, Wolfgang Büschel complains of a totally distorted audio signal starting at 0410. From the new Babcock schedule via DX Remix News, some new frequencies for Radio Payam-e-Dost in Farsi for Iran. I believe that's the Baha'i clandestine. At 0230 to 315, 11710 via Tashkent. And at 18 to 1845, 5900 via the UAE. Apparently, but I'm not positively, the previous frequencies for those two broadcasts will continue on the list as 7460 and 7480, respectively, via Pridnestrovia. Presiding governor of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, Michael Linton, has resigned effective May 23rd. There's lots of speculation about the reason for this. He's blamed for much of the bad decisions pushing U.S. international broadcasting in the wrong direction. And furthermore, he has missed many of the meetings of the BBG. Read more about it in the new DX Listening Digest. Keep an ear on WTWW 9930 between 18 and midnight UT and 01 on 5085. Thanks to Ted Randall, World of Radio is being played back at variable times, alternating with his own QSO radio shows. The scheduled times on 9930 are Saturdays and Sundays around 2330 UT. Also keep an ear on 9955. Jeff White reminds us that Brother Stair's contract ends May 31st. He says we'll probably start making changes next week, maybe not the same schedule as before, but a lot of similarities, meaning many more airings of DX programs and WRN relays. Several times recently at different times of day, I've heard an open carrier on 18965, such as May 28th at 0104. There's some fading, so it isn't of local origination. And there are no utility noises. This is, after all, a broadcast band. What could it be? There have been a lot of solar flares disrupting propagation, which otherwise might have been above normal, making us wonder if we are now passing through solar max. K7RA at ARRL says, one positive sign was on May 16th when the daily sunspot number was 212. The outlook from Boulder, ANK NSE's peaking at 15 and 4 June 1st and 21st, 12 and 3 on the 12th. Solar flux rising from 110 June 1st to 4th, to a peak of 140 June 8th to 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1671.